cuts so deep you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
Oof, it's like Christmas all over again. I barely slept last night with excitement about this next slot. Honestly, every week it's the same. I just cannot conceive of a greater thing.
You can't control yourself, can
you? I wet the bed last night. I was so excited. Is that good enough?
That was lovely.
Is that all right for you?
Thank you. I asked you to do it with a little.
You're a good-looking fella. Your hair looks
nice. Thank you.
You know, nice smile. You make everything. You light the room up when you smile like that, Michael. Seriously, everybody feels like they're the most important person in the world. When you look at a person, there's nobody. You're the greatest. Anyway, that was Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness.
See you next week.
I so appreciate your sincerity, Jason. Where do you buy it?
That wasn't easy for me to do, I must tell you.
That's good. You need to do that every once in a while so you know what it's like to be an American.
That's right. To be nice. I thought about that yesterday. I was thinking, if I was a nice guy, because Tyler was away, and the thought occurred to me, if I was a nice guy, what would I do right now? And I found something to do.
Offer to bring me something? Because you did that.
I wanted to go home, really, is what I wanted to do. But then I thought, you know, if you were a nice guy and a good employee, what would you do right now?
And then you did it.
And I did it.
You should do that more often.
Nice is as nice does.
It's just once in a while is good enough.
All right, Mike, what's in the wardrobe this week?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the best celebrity death recently. And everybody's
is that how we're putting it?
Yeah, this is the best celebrity death. People have written articles about how David Bowie died, and it was just amazing how he went out. You know, he really planned
it.
But I think there is a better rock band celebrity death. Any ideas what that might be?
Any guesses? I have a little idea.
Well, you have an idea because I sent you the music.
Know.
But I think
didn't Jerry Lee Lewis say it was, "Yo, boys, check this out."
What?
And then he did whatever it is he did, and that was it.
Jerry Lee Lewis is still alive. That's the problem.
Is he?
Yes.
No, I'm thinking of the other guy. Anyway, never mind. Who is the
best celebrity death? I think that there was that we had about 2 weeks ago. Two members of a very, very significant rock band die on the very same day, and it was not a murder-suicide.
Did Don Henley die too?
No. Oh, this was the Jefferson
thinking.
A California band, the Jefferson Airplane, had two members of the band die on the same day.
I missed that. I know Paul Kantner died, obviously, but
that's who's the other one?
Well, let me ask you, when you think of who the woman in the Jefferson Airplane is, who do you think of?
Grace Slick.
Of course, you think of Grace Slick. Well, the original singer was a woman by the name of Signe Anderson.
Signe?
That's right, Signe. It was it's a Danish name, and they pronounce it Signe. And Signe Anderson was the first singer in the Jefferson Airplane and actually recorded with them and is on the first album of the Jefferson Airplane. The Jefferson Airplane takes off. And Signe Anderson died on the exact same day as Paul Kantner died.
Poor Signe didn't get any news coverage.
No news coverage at all. And now, when I was looking up Signe Anderson, I found out something very interesting about her. She was married to one of the Merry Pranksters. Do you know who the Merry Pranksters are?
No.
The Merry Pranksters was at a acid-based commune in California and in Oregon, led by Ken Kesey, the author.
Yeah.
And it had one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
The Grateful Dead considered themselves to be part of the Merry Pranksters, and Jack Kerouac's friend Neil Cassidy was part of the Merry Pranksters, and they still exist today.
Huh.
So she was very connected, and I thought it would be nice to, we're going to do a little segment on the Jefferson Airplane to honor her by playing one of her famous songs with the Jefferson Airplane called High Flying Bird.
There's a high flying bird way up in the sky now. Yes, and I wonder if she looks down as she flies on by. Well, she's riding on the air so easy in the sky. Lord, look at me, yeah. I'm rooted like a tree. Love a man man. He worked in a mine, Lord. Oh, well, he never saw the sun, but he never stopped trying. Ooh, oh, well, then one day my man, he up and died. My man. If she looks down as she flies home by, well, she's riding on the air so easy in the sky. Lord, look at me, yeah. I'm rooted like a tree.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
Cool.
Yeah. She sounded very manly at the very end there. The thing when she goes KXRNLP, Laguna Niguel.
Yeah, she switched to our
announcer. Switched the whole thing there. So almost like she was in like a falsetto for the beginning of the song, and then she went KXRNLP. That is very interesting to me, how dated that sounds.
Yeah.
You can't say in pop music today, you cannot make a statement and then say, yes, I am. Can't do it anymore.
You have to say, yes, Ram.
Yes, Ram. You can't. It's very dated thing to say. I'm going to love you forever. Yes, I am.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't
do it
anymore.
That's what an interesting observation.
That was the beginning of their career. It was very, very much like coffee house folk singing, don't you think?
Yeah, very much so. It's an old school sort of thing, probably some Appalachian thing. I don't know. But it's very, it just really date the lyric anyway.
So she sang with the band for a year, decided to get out, and literally within 48 hours, they had a replacement, Grace Lick, who didn't sound all that different.
Yeah. Let's recycle the bin for a moment, as they say in radio. Mike Waldman is here with Waldman's Wardrobe, and we're listening to Jefferson Airplane / Starship songs this morning in memory of not only Paul Kantner, but Signe Anderson, who was also in the band, the very first lead singer. All right, so we're moving on to the next song now.
Yeah, so we're moving on to Paul Kantner. And, you know, interestingly enough, Paul Kantner was a really weird dude. And it might have been all the LSD he took. But he started making a lot of songs about escaping the earth because of the political troubles and because of the ecological troubles and setting up other planets for people to live on. And that's kind of where Starship started. And though while it wound up being a very, very popular group that he wasn't even in, maybe they kicked him out, I'm not really sure, and people think of it that way, it was kind of a revolutionary band. And this might be one of the first songs that you could say was a Starship song, even though it was a Jefferson Airplane song, and because it's about leaving the Earth and talking about flying in spaceships. And this is called Have You Seen the Saucers?
Thank you.
Seaman Saucer. Tranquility Base.
Hello, neighborhood.
American garbage dumped in space. No room left for
That's the sound of Jefferson Airplane kind of transitioning to Jefferson Starship, like we just talked about. Paul Kantner on that track. We're remembering his life, and also Signe Anderson, who also died on the same day. Mike Waldman in studio with Waldman's Wardrobe, doing all Jefferson Airplane songs this morning.
Who died first?
During the day, I have no idea. Let's flip a coin. I say Paul Kantner died first because he was the founding member.
Maybe so, yeah. And Signe, it's just like a tribute act she was doing.
And so that was the B-side of their last single, which the single was called Mexico. Why it's in Waldman's Wardrobe? Because that was a B-side. It was never put on their last album.
Cool.
Which was Bark.
Yeah.
Thing I liked about the Starship Records in the beginning is that it was a community kind of recording thing. So in the first Starship album, you had Crosby, Stills, you had Graham Nash, you had David Crosby, you had Jerry Garcia, you had members of Quicksilver Messenger Service. So it was just the community coming together with Paul Kantner, and that was really the first Starship. There was no real band. And as I said, that was kind of the first Starship song, I would say.
Went out of fashion for a long time, that, didn't it? It's back now. A lot of bands collaborate these days. I certainly hear a lot of, you know, when I'm playing new music, there's a lot of times you'll hear, there's this guy from this band and that guy from that band, and they've got a new project. You know, happens a lot these days, but never, it didn't for a long time. It wasn't very fashionable, unless you were David Bowie and Mick Jagger, and you were in your 50s by then anyway. You know.
So last song that we got today is not actually from the Airplane. It's not from the Starship. It's from a band that most people don't even know about anymore these days, Quicksilver Messenger Service.
Yeah, never heard of them.
And they were, again, one of the San Francisco acid rock bands, and they really got their start. Here's the Jefferson Airplane connection. Marty Balin, who was the other founder of Starship, Starship and Airplane, had a club called The Matrix, and the Quicksilver Messenger Service got together in The Matrix, and that was their first places that they played. And what we're going to hear is a live track from a great album of the last days of the Fillmore West. So one of the best music halls in the United States at the time everybody played there. They closed out with a week-long set of concerts where they had the who's who of San Francisco play there. They put out a couple CD set of that called the Closing Days of Winterland. And this is Quicksilver Messenger Service doing Fresh Air.
Cool. Mike Waldman every week showcases rare tracks on Waldman's Wardrobe. Thank you, Mike. Well done today with all Jefferson Starship and Airplane stuff. Ending with this song. Coming up, The Revival will be in studio playing live. See you, sir.